Life's a game, the world's a stage, and we are merely role players, where theatrical people play role-playing games. I'm Matt Boothman, and I'm your compere for this studio season. Here on Merely Role Players, we improvise stories to entertain you, and of course to entertain ourselves. And we use role-playing games to keep the story going places even we can't see coming, because as theatrical people, we're all about maximising the drama. Our studio is where we experiment with different formats, different role-playing games, and different genres of story. And this season in the studio, we're bringing you a selection of games from the Ultimate Micro RPG book, edited by James D'Amato. Because micro RPGs are naturally pretty short and self-contained, every episode this season stands alone and tells a whole story, start to finish. So if you know anyone you think would enjoy what we do here, you could try pointing them to one of these episodes as a starting point. I think they're a nice little taster of how we do things. In the meantime, please take your seats in the studio. Tonight's production is about to begin.
Hello everybody, today we're going to be playing Heartbeats, a game of medical drama, a game designed by Keith Baker and Jen Ellis. Heartbeats is a hip medical drama, and it's time to create the next episode. We will be playing doctors, balancing the intense demands of our private lives and the needs of our patients, but we're also a patient of one of the other doctors around the table. The audience, you at home, are expecting tension and drama. It's time to push the boundaries of modern medicine. Let's meet the players.
Hi, I'm Nat. Hello, and I will be playing Dr. Miranda Anderson, OBGYN, close to retirement, and also a patient stethoscope.
Hi, I'm Matt, and I will be playing the brilliant sports medic, Dr. Achilles Miles, and also the patient, Jonathan Blackhead.
Hi, I'm Strat. I will be playing dermatologist Dr. Henry Mole and patient, renowned global celebrity, Chris Wandsworth.
Hello, I'm Ellie and I will be playing Dr. Cynthia Cutting. Speciality is plastic surgery and my patient will be Mrs. Marjorie Hartwell.
And background to me, I realise I didn't introduce myself at the top of the episode. Hello, I'm Josh. I am playing Dr. Artery Hartwell, the bumbling cardiologist, and I'm also playing a patient called Penny.
I like as well that because you didn't introduce your doctor first, we got Ellie's character first, so Ellie has decided that you're Northern.
No, not necessarily.
I would have gone to a top medical school, so surely they would have beaten.
Oh, and there are no top medical schools in the North England.
I imagine they would have. Oh my God, they're trying to come for me already. I just imagine that I would have picked up a more public school boy persona throughout the course of my education.
I see.
Anybody else got any issues with or just want to...
I just feeling those vibes of what you're saying is that patients don't trust northern doctors. Is that what you're trying to say, Josh?
So guys, we're playing Heartbeats, a game of medical drama today. We have rolled our characters. We have decided on our doctors, our defining traits, our relationships. And guys, we are all performing in a flagship television programme, Heartbeats. It's been on the air for about 60 years. It's never won a single award. It's like Casualty with worse acting. It's like ER, but without the budget. We are playing the Dallas of hospital dramas. So, let's begin with our first scene. Nat, you get to decide now whether or not you want to play a scene with the doctor to your left, which is Matt, or if you wish to roll a scene with the patient to your right. Who is I?
who is I? I would like to play doctor for this scene.
So have we already met?
Yeah, I think that this is... we've had a pre-consultation, and I think...
Was it over the phone?
Yeah. In this day and age, this climate, yes, it was a phone consultation, and this is maybe the first time that we've met in person. and we're going to be in Dr. Miranda Anderson's office.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cozy and comfortable. Like, it's obviously clean and hospital, but it's the TV version, so there's a budget for like a nice room atomizer in the corner, and there's posters on the walls, both of like medical detailed medical posters of anatomy, but also there's more like, there's a Georgia O'Keeffe painting, and there's some kind of statue to some kind of fertility god in the corner as well. The bed is the regular hospital bed, but the cushions, I think Dr. Anderson has like forked out for something a little bit more comfortable than the usual patient cushions that are supplied, and has finished examining. We won't go into detail.
No.
she is an OBGYN. And is just chatting to her patients.
Okay, Dr. Anderson, please draw a card. The card that Nat is about to draw is a standard card from a standard 52 deck playing cards, and it will determine how well this scene is going to go.
I like you, the fact you introduced that as if you were a magician, but the audience cannot see that you're showing them this is just a standard, ordinary deck of cards.
Nothing up his sleeve.
My sleeves are rolled up. What is the card? What is the card?
Three of hearts.
Three of hearts. This means, as a red card, that things are going the way you want them to go.
Great.
There's no negative outcome.
Lovely.
So, if we can have hushed silence on the set, please.
Okay, Penelope, that's very interesting problems that you've got. No, I won't say problems. Situation that you have occurring here. And tell me, how long has this been going on again?
Oh, Doctor, this has been going on for quite some time now, and I always thought that I was strange. Is it strange?
We don't use that word in here because, you know, there is a first time for everything, and just because it's the first time I've encountered this problem doesn't mean it's the first time it's happened in the world, you know? I'd say it makes you special.
Okay, so what is the solution to my special and unique problem?
Well, I feel like some kind of transplant to move the vocal cords to their correct location is probably for the best. I'll probably have to consult with some of my fellow doctors in plastic surgery as well. Do you feel comfortable with that sort of level of operation? Or I guess the main question is, Penelope? Was that your name? Checks notes? Penelope. I guess the real question is, are you happy?
Oh, Doctor, how can anybody be happy with this situation? You can dress it up with all of the medical lingo that you wish, but we all know that I'm a freak.
Oh.
No one else. Just say it. I'm the only person in the world that has a talking vagina.
Penelope, I... Oh, darn it, you're right. I can be as soft and lovely as I possibly can, but it's true. This is a medical first. A wonder. Don't use the word freak, though, darling. You are very special.
Thank you, Doctor.
But you still want it changed, right?
Yes, it's very inconvenient. And really quite embarrassing when I have to conduct any form of work calls.
Yes. I imagine that talking to people face-to-face is also...
Oh, it's not face-to-face, Doctor. They can't hear me if it's face-to-face.
Yes, I can see how this would affect your everyday life. Yes, absolutely. Well, here is a whole bunch of paperwork that's very boring, so won't be shown on the TV show, but it's probably important in a real-world medical context for you to sign.
Doctor, I trust you. You're at the heights of your profession. No one... I specifically requested you when I contacted the hospital, phoned to my groin, and I said, listen, I want the very best of the best. So whatever you think will make this curse go away, I will sign the paperwork.
You know, Penelope, when you called me, when I received your phone call, it was the day before I was due to retire. And your case is so special, so unique and wonderful that I have delayed my retirement just for you. This will be not only my final case, my final patient, but the crowning glory of my career.
Fantastic. I'm going to put my pants on and leave now. See you tomorrow for the operation.
A very professional pat on the shoulder.
That is scene one in this episode.
of course it's
scene one in this episode of Heartbeats.
An opening, if you will.
A glorious opening. What does scene two entail? Let's go around to Matt.
I'd like a doctor-doctor scene. I would like this to be a walk and talk.
Okay.
Where the camera's following us down the hospital corridors. As you're on your rounds,
okay.
Dr. Mole is on the rounds of the dermatology ward, and I'm going to be following you around, doing a walk and talk, and I'm going to try and blackmail you.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Matt, please draw a card. If it is red, then this will be a positive outcome for you. If it is black, there will be a negative consequence.
It's a five of diamonds.
It's a red card.
So blackmail successful.
This scene will go in the direction that you wish. So, quiet on set, please.
Oh, doctor, you're needed urgently in the ER room. Don't ignore me. I'll do it then.
Dr. Mole, I'm glad I could catch you.
Ah, Achilles, yes. I thought we might run into one another. Excuse me, how's the rash?
Oh, so itchy.
Excellent. One for you. One for me.
Now, I'm sure what happened between us has been on your mind as much as it's been on mine, Dr. Mole.
I must say, it has. It should never have happened, but I don't regret it.
You're right, it should never have happened. But it did. And so, at least one of us should get something out of it. Not that neither of us got anything out of it at the time, of course.
I mean, we both got plenty, but you know about my situation with Cynthia. I don't regret it, but also I really regret it. How's your mole?
Much smaller, thank you.
One for you.
Thank you.
One for me.
Where's mine?
One for you.
Thank you.
One for me.
Delicious.
You're going to have to speed this up. I'm going to have a lie down in a second.
Well, I'll get straight to the point. It would be a terrible shame if Cynthia were to find out what happened between us, wouldn't it, Dr. Mole?
Are you blackmailing me?
With the details of what happened between us in the off-duty room? Yes, you're correct. In full view of all of these patients. Yes, I am.
Oh, quick. Sorry.
Blackmail. Oh. Could you believe it?
Mummy, where's the off-duty room?
What do you want, Achilles?
You know there's a grant application in the offing right now, don't you, Dr. Mole?
Everybody does. It's the talk of the hospital.
At the moment, it's looking like...
Dr. Anderson to Ward 5, please.
Coming.
Anderson's credentials are outstripping mine right now. I need more signatures. I need more references on my application, Mole. I know this isn't your area, but you do owe me. Or I guess you don't owe me, but I'll make it very difficult for you if you don't give me a reference on the grant application.
Fine. Where's this grant application you need the signatures on?
I've got it right here on my medical clipboard.
But you've already got 6 signatures. Surely that's enough. How good can Miranda be?
These things really do kick in fast.
They do. You should try and do an entire rounds, my goodness.
You have no idea the power that Miranda Anderson commands in this hospital.
I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
I can only beat her by turning to these underhanded techniques. I'm not proud of it, Mole.
Your underhanded techniques are not to be sniffed at from what I can remember. Let me put my signature down here. Do you want drugs?
Always, yes, please.
Excellent. Sign here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Please, my daughter's only 6.
They're perfectly safe. We tested them on mice. She's much bigger.
Sweeties!
And Henry, I would hate for you to come away thinking that this was my plan all along. What happened between us in the off-duty room, there was no strategy behind it. I'm taking advantage of it now because I'm in a desperate situation. But what happened between us, Henry, that was real.
It was real. In fact, I may be in the off-duty room in about an hour.
We're passing the off-duty room right now.
Perhaps we should...
And we've both just taken some really fun drugs.
I can't feel my legs, but I can feel other things.
It's like there's 3 of you in front of me. I've never been so excited.
This door locks, you know. But let's leave it unlocked.
And scene.
We cut away before it gets too X-rated. Right. Scene three is in the hands of you, Strat.
It is, isn't it?
It could be like the next day, or it could be, you know, later on in the day.
Please don't be immediate.
During. No, it's going to be. It's not during, but immediately after. Cynthia has to be going to the on-call room. This scene is about hiding this fling from Cynthia.
Okay, Strat, so the scene has been set, but let's see if you have any success. Please draw a card. So Strat has just drawn the six of clubs. A black card means a negative outcome.
Well, Dr. Cutting, I'm so grateful that you're on board with this procedure.
Well, I mean, what a very interesting case.
I know, right? If only I can... I just need to secure the grant funding. We've not got much time because my patient's coming back tomorrow for the surgery, but...
Well, I've already got a lot of ideas about how I would approach the procedure.
Excellent. I so look forward to it. It's always a pleasure working with you.
Oh, absolutely. Same to you. Mm. And I'm very excited to have a little nap because, of course, you know, that is how I refresh my brain.
Good for you. Absolutely. Yes. Resting well. I will leave you to it.
Yes, thank
you. Enjoy yourself.
All right, here I go.
Squeak! Cynthia! I slammed the door.
Oh. Hello? Knock, 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 knock.
Occupied!
Well, yes, but by you, dear. Let me in.
I can't let you see me like this.
Stop this flim-flam nonsense.
No, you know how
shoulder
I
to the
feel.
Door. Here
after,
I go. Oh, one, oh, two, three.
The door flies open.
Oh, my. What are you... How did... Good Lord!
What's that reaction? There's nothing untoward is happening here in the on-call room. Just a couple of docs finishing their rest and about to head back out on the wards.
Where did you get all of that? What is that ooze?
It was a terrible mistake. I've been lancing boils all morning, and I just wanted to get a consult with Achilles here because they're all sports related boils.
You're covered in slippery dippery ointment.
Well, one has to test the slippery dippery ointment.
Yes, I'd better go and wash it off. And oh, beep 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 beep. I'm being paged to the bathroom to wash off the ointment. Bye.
Well, if you think I'm going to be taken in by such absolute not... How many pills have you taken today?
Let me see. One patient, so that was one for him and one for me, one for him and one... Only, like, 10. Not many.
That's enough to convince me that you are not in your right mind, and maybe you're not wholly responsible for this, but... And my therapist says I have to put down boundaries, and here's a boundary. You cannot do slippery-dippery things with other people while we are dating.
Cynthia, I am down on my knees. I think I still can't feel my legs, but I'm closer to the floor and I'm begging you. I'm begging you. I'm not in my right mind. Why? How could I do such a terrible thing when I am presented with such a glorious entity as yourself? Can you ever forgive a foolish pill-popping dermatologist?
No, I don't think I can.
Electric stuff. Wow.
That slippery dippery ointment gets everywhere.
Technical medical term.
Yep.
Coincidentally, slippery dippery ointment is available at merelyroleplayers.com. Just in time.
If slippery dippery ointment causes a rash, please consult your doctor.
But not Dr. Mole.
No, he'll just rub on more.
Okay. Ellie.
I think I'd like a scene with my fellow doctor shortly after the scene we've just had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running to Dr. Artery Hartwell for consolation.
Oh, okay. What are you trying to get out of him? Just support?
I think she's looking for a revenge shag.
Ooh. Let's see if you get Dr. Hartwell's heart racing. Draw us a card, please.
It is a red card.
Congratulations.
This hospital is banging.
So perhaps you've gone straight through to his... We're going to meet in his consultation room.
Yeah.
Where he has just seen a patient.
But is the patient still there?
Yes. Now, Mother, could you just hold still while I put the stethoscope
on? Oh, it's very cold, isn't it? I don't really like it.
Oh, Mother, please, you know that...
Burst through the door. It's the most terrible thing. Will you just please take your trousers off?
Mother, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Cynthia Cutty, our head plastic surgeon.
I've met Cynthia before. I remember her well. Oh, dear, you are crying quite a lot. What? It is slippery-dippery.
Yes, well... Mother, slippery-dippery is a professional...
You know what? This sounds like a personal situation, and maybe I'm just going to wait outside for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yes, closer to 5, I think, is all that I'll need.
Oh, dear. Well, we'll talk about that later. I've got a few books you could make, but okay. Lovely to see you. Okay, dear, bye.
Goodbye, Mother.
Oh, Mrs. Hartwell, I'll get you a gown.
Thank you, love. It is a bit breezy in the corridor.
Oh, I forgot to put her clothes on her before she left. That silly old woman didn't even realise.
Will you please just take your clothes off?
My goodness, Cynthia, what has happened?
I think you can guess what's happened. He's betrayed me just like you said he would.
No, that conniving, pill-popping sod.
That's right, he is a sod. And actually, I just want to feel empowered and womanly, so please take your pants off.
Okay. I just want to know that... Are you just doing this to get back at him? You don't harbour any feelings for me at all?
What we had was very special. Now make me feel special.
No promises, but I'll try my hardest, so to speak.
Oh, yes. I can see you're trying very hard.
Cut to just a short montage of Dr. Miranda Anderson teaching like a yonic meditation workshop of just like finding your inner pleasure.
Oh, we had like quite an artistic director for this episode.
Yeah. Nice. This is how we're going to get our BAFTA.
Roughly 6 minutes passed. The desk is in a state. Papers have been thrown to all corners of the room. Dr. Hartwell is smoking a cigarette.
Cynthia's putting her clothes back on.
Are you sure you don't want to stay just for a
No, that was lovely. Thank you, Artery, but I must be on my way. I have an appointment.
But I could make you some...
Thank you, darling. Bye.
Oh. Oh, well. Never mind. Nurse, could I see my next patient, please?
I'll send them right in, Doctor. Are you all right?
Yes. Seems that I know a lot about the human heart, but I do not know how to mend a broken one.
Wow, X-rated episode, this one. Slippery dippery one.
It's like Hollyoaks After Dark.
It is my turn to propose a scene. I would like to have a scene with my patient, my mother. I would like the person, the next patient that's coming in, to be mother.
Right.
I'm now going to draw a card, and we're going to see whether or not this is going to be a good scene or a bad scene. I think we're going to get back to the medicine side of it, and we're going to discuss... Mother's problems.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not looking good for mother. This is a black 9, the 9 of spades.
Hello, dear?
Just a moment, mother.
Oh, well, I've seen it all before, love. I've seen she's left, so it's just you in there, isn't it?
Just give me a second. And trousers go on. Okay then. In you come.
All right, yes. These gowns are not very comfortable. I can't do the backup properly.
Oh, turn around. Turn around, Cynthia. Mother, turn around. I'll just do you up there.
Thank you.
So, how's your heart been feeling, Mother?
Oh, well, you know, it's always been a little bit on the dicky side, and now it's just... it's got a very strange rhythm to it.
Oh, how peculiar. Bear with me, I'll just get my stethoscope and we'll have a good listen to see what that rhythm sounds like.
Oh, all right, yes.
Just putting them in my ears. Right, let's have a listen.
Ding, diggy boom, ding, diggy boom, ding, diggy boom.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had that up against the radio. I'll do it up against your chest instead. Here we go.
Ding, diggy boom, ding, diggy boom, ding, diggy boom.
It sounds like you've got two hearts. Two separate rhythms. How peculiar.
Oh, well, that's exciting, isn't it?
It's not great news, no.
Why not? Two hearts better than one?
No, because in the case with babies, you know, when there are twins, sometimes one of the twins can eat the other in utero to grow stronger. I worry that your two hearts are competing for space inside your chest.
Oh, my goodness. Is that why I've got two sets of teeth as well?
That is exactly why you've got two sets of teeth. I think perhaps... you didn't fully consume your twin when you were in utero and they have been living inside you for the past 92 years that you've been alive.
Do you think that's something to do with that overwhelming feeling I've got that there's a guardian angel looking over me and looking out for my best interests? That's the twin that I absorbed in the womb.
It could be, and it also explains why you get viciously aggressive every so often when you're walking around Morrison's, like that time you attacked that checkout boy.
He would not give me the markdown price for the iced buns.
And see, I think that's evil Cynthia coming through and inhabiting your body.
Who's Cynthia?
I think it's... I think it's evil... No, Cynthia is the name of your evil twin. That's what I'm saying. You are Marjorie. Cynthia is the evil twin.
Oh, well, is it a medical thing to name the issue that's causing me problems? Because that's quite clever, actually, because it's nice to think it's not my fault.
It's definitely not your fault, Mother. But I do worry for you because I am a heart doctor. I can fix... the weird pulsing second heart. I can fix Cynthia's heart, although I will never gain other Cynthia's actual heart myself. But I won't be able to remove the evil essence. I fear that the procedure might be something too big for me.
Oh, well, there's nothing you can't do if you put your mind to it, dear.
Oh, I wish that were the case, but I might have to ask the help of a much bigger and better doctor. One who's been getting all of the grants. Someone who's only a few days from retirement, but perhaps will take on the biggest procedure of their entire careers.
Oh, well, that sounds lovely. Do you want to bring them in now? Or maybe email them later?
I'll see if I can page them. But, Mother, if you don't make it through the procedure, I just want to tell you that I do love you.
Oh, well, I love you too, dear, and so does Cynthia.
Evil Cynthia, or... or Dr. Cynthia?
Evil Cynthia.
Oh, that's more worrisome and more disappointing. Moving back round to Nat.
Well, I've had a scene with my patient. I feel like there will be a surgery at some point, but I don't feel like the patient will be conscious for that. So let's go for my grant rival.
Well, let's see how well this confrontation goes for you.
Oh,
a jack. A red jack.
A face card means that there's a dramatic new development or sudden emergency.
Ooh.
But it's still a good outcome.
What would your rounds look like?
My rounds look like getting patients on treadmills and getting patients to lift and that sort of thing. And I think you catch me tuning up a sports person's prosthetic.
I wonder if you're like... head down, doing the sort of mechanical.
I've got a welder's mask on.
Great. And you look up, and she's there, just sort of casually floating along on a really slow treadmill, just kind of getting her steps in for the day. Hello, Dr. Miles.
Dr. Anderson, you need to be careful on that. That's an Olympic sports grade treadmill. Even on its lowest setting, it's going to blast your quads into orbit.
My quads have seen plenty of blasting during the years, my dear. Don't underestimate me just because of my advanced age.
I would never underestimate you, Dr. Anderson. I know you're a formidable opponent in any arena.
Opponent? Such strong, aggressive terminology. My dear Dr. Miles, where do you think that comes from?
It's this damn system, Dr. Anderson. They're always setting us up in opposition against each other, even within the same hospital. We're expected to compete. There's only so much to go around.
You know, it's so wonderful that even in such a competitive environment, you yourself recognise that you are struggling under the patriarchy.
I try to be self-aware, you know. I try to be sensitive.
Do you? Sensitive in what way? How have you been sensitive today, Achilles? May I call you Achilles?
What do you know? What have you heard?
Oh, just little rumours that you are gunning for the latest big grant.
Of course I'm gunning for the grant, Anderson. I need that funding.
For what?
Look at these prosthetics. I'm having to weld this one. I'm working in cast iron. I need modern metamaterials, Anderson. Otherwise this 7-year-old is never going to be an Olympic marathon runner.
I could try.
You will do your best and you will thrive.
Your bravery's inspiring, Timmy, but look, you're dragging that leg around. You can barely lift it.
Oh, I get by all right with Lenny the leg.
Now listen here, Miles. I understand that what your work is important. Of course it is. But I think you need to know I'm on my last case. And the future is looking bright with you in this hospital. The future is looking like things may go your way any day now, but I'm asking you to let up for one last job for me. I have a patient with a communication problem. She needs to be able to speak, no, to sing her heart's desires through the mouth that was intended for her to sing from. I hope you understand this is quite a severe problem.
You're asking me to bow out now?
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work on a case that will bring glory and renown to this hospital. Glory and grants like you've never before seen.
Doctors and patients, gather outside. This is an earthquake warning. Repeat! There's going to be an earthquake!
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Dr. Miles! Dr. Anderson! In 1 minute time, this hospital will be struck by a Richter scale 12 earthquake. Take cover!
Oh God, my leg!
Quick, Dr. Miles, carry Timmy.
Help me with him. His leg weighs 1,200 kilograms.
That's so heavy for a woman of my advanced age, but I will do my best.
My goodness! Do you see that lady pick up that kid?
That's so impressive, but wait, I can feel. Take cover, everybody! The earthquake is coming!
Oh, I think this might be like an extra special, maybe Christmas special or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is a big one. This is where they're going to win their BAFTAs.
I'm surprised we've not started singing yet either. Throw all of them in.
Oh, don't spoil the ending for the audience.
Oh, sorry.
So we now go round to Matt.
I want a scene with my patient. I feel like maybe my patient and I have ended up trapped under the rubble together.
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
Lovely.
We were on our way out. Running out of the hospital somewhere, lost track of Dr. Miranda, lost track of little Timmy and his cast iron prosthetic leg.
So Miranda has saved Timmy.
Of course.
Yeah.
That scene went well for you. But ran into my patient Stephoscope on the way out. We weren't able to escape the hospital and we had to duck into the drugstore to shelter, and the hospital is collapsing around us and we're stuck in the room with all of the medications spilling out of their drawers.
Please draw a card and we'll see how well this goes for you.
It's a three of diamonds. It's a good outcome.
Yeah.
Good outcome.
Stay strong, Steph.
That's my goal.
Oh my goodness.
It's always my goal to stay strong, Doc.
I knew that would motivate you. But
what are we going to do? What's this? How can we help? What's the sitch?
There's not much chance of a way out. All the exits are blocked by falling rubble. We're stuck here in the collapsed medications store for the moment. I'm going to try and jury-rig my pager to see if I can get a signal out so that people can track us and find out where we are.
Sure.
But Steph.
Yes, Doc.
I need you to stay not just physically strong.
Uh-huh.
I know you can lift.
I can lift. I could lift.
We could try it. And I think, honestly, that might be the best thing. Because if you're concentrating on that kind of strength, that'll help with the mental strength you'll need.
I do feel temptation, Doctor. There are so many tablets, so many bottles, so many shiny, shiny pills around me.
I'm here, Steph. I'm going to be between you and every one of these delicious body-enhancing medications.
But Dr. Miles, do you not think in this situation, this is dire, this is an emergency? Sure, I can lift without them. We all know that, but there's so much rubble. What if?
Steph. No, Steph.
But the roids could help, Doc.
Steph, the strength is inside you.
I don't know.
The only drugs you need are the ones naturally manufactured by your body under stress.
But Doctor, think of that one patient that spoke right at the start of the scene and has been silent since. Maybe they've fallen unconscious. Maybe it's more of an emergency than you think.
Channel that feeling, Steph. Channel that panic. The thought that there might be an even greater emergency than the one we already find ourselves in. Channel that. Get that adrenaline pumping. Get those stress hormones pumping. Feel it channel into your muscles. I'll take care of this unconscious patient.
Dr. Miles starts feeding the patient, injecting the patient with all sorts of things from all around the collapsed medications room.
Wait, they get the drugs, you don't even know what's wrong with
They're
them.
They're unconscious, Steph, and they don't have a problem. You know what? You've got a problem, Steph.
But Doc, please, it makes me so mad, I just gotta... I
saved the clipboard with your notes from the earthquake. Look at all these danger warnings.
There's so many exclamation marks on that clipboard.
I drew them all myself, Steph.
You're a very talented calligrapher.
I know, I've been told I'm brilliant in so many fields. And Steph, I want you to feel those exclamation marks flow through your muscles. Steph.
Yes, Doc.
Take the stance. Get low. Take these clipboards, yours and this unconscious patient's, one on the palm of each hand so that you have something to brace against the rubble above you.
Clap, clap.
Yes, that's right. Clap those cheeks. We need every muscle in your body working at capacity, Steph. The glutes, the quads, all the muscle groups I taught you about in sports therapy.
All those other ones. Can you name them, Doc?
The trikes, the bikes. The small ones in your eye.
Yeah, those two. They're all clenched.
And obviously, we need to engage your prosthetic arm as well. Let me start that up. Lift, Steph, lift! Lift! I see the light, Steph!
I'm doing it, Doc! I'm doing it!
Quick, you must run! That ceiling's about to collapse! Quickly! Okay, with only 3 scenes left of this epic episode of Heartbeats, it passes now to you, Strath.
I think this is just the perfect time to see a patient, right?
Great.
Absolutely. Got to keep those appointments.
Got to keep those appointments. Very important. Waiting lists are too high.
In the temporary treatment marquee out in the hospital car park?
I guess so, yeah. In a tent surrounded by dust-covered people. It's going to be very hard to see specific skin problems with all the other lesions and cuts and bruises everybody's got, but I guess that's fine. All I know is that you have problematic relatives, yeah. Right? That's the thing.
Love it. Let's see a card.
Nice.
Oh, it's red.
Ooh.
Nice.
Let's see how the scene plays out.
Whew, what a day. One for you. Doesn't matter what it is. One for me. Right, let's get going.
Can I have one?
Are you a patient?
No.
Sure, one for you.
Thank you.
One for me.
Doctor, is this going to take much longer?
We haven't started yet. It depends what's wrong. But if I just speak to the patient, we can all be
getting
out of
it. We all know what's wrong. He's making it up.
Yeah.
Little Johnny.
I'm not making it up, I swears.
The way this goes is if you're quiet, you get whatever one of these the labels all smudge. But if you're quiet for 5 minutes, you get one.
They're very nice.
Are they good?
Yeah. We get one first and then we'll be quiet.
Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Sure, whatever, there you go. Right, now you, small one that they don't appear to like. What's the problem?
Well, I was just in for a regular get to fill up my prescription for my terrible back knee.
Oh, back knee,
back knee.
But then the hospital collapsed, and now all the dust is irritating my back knee, and it's getting worse.
If it's not dust, it's another thing, isn't it?
Well, as we all know, back knee is highly irritated by dust particles, particularly the sort, annoyingly, that we tend to get in hospitals. So this does not surprise me, and you. You know, this happens with horrible regularity. So if you could just take off your top.
I heard dust was good for skin.
Yeah, that's what I read online. You saw it on Twitter the other day, didn't you?
Yes, because the mites come along and then they eat dead skin.
Like those little fish.
You think dust is good for skin? This dust here that you're all... That has fallen down and is doing this terrible business.
Yeah, lovely. Really. Rub it in.
Do you know what's bad for skin, what I read?
Yeah.
It's the 5G towers. Oh, that's going to mess up the skin very, very bad. We tear them down at weekends, don't we?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to get my shirt off, Doctor. Can you just help me peel it away?
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh. Is this not proof? Is this not proof that whatever's going on with your brother is... No?
He's just been eating too much bread, you know?
Little drama queen.
Yeah.
Bread's very bad for you.
Yeah.
All murderers, they eat bread.
Bread and murderers.
Yeah.
She tells the truth.
Okay. Here, have more pills.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Right. Now, I'm just going to just put this on your back. I'm just going to look up on the internet and see what this says. If you're very much on the internet and he taps on the phone and you're like, hey, you look away. It just spends a little time frantically typing.
There's some good profiles on Instagram that'll tell you exactly what's the problem and how to fix it.
TikTok.
And he's going to turn around. It's like, I just found this Wikipedia article. Please ignore the edit date and time at the top there. But it's obviously very up to date. Look, look, it says it's got all the specific stuff about this. But you've
No, 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 no. They say Wikipedia, you're not supposed to be using it as a professional reference. But TikTok is where the true people speak the truth.
Oh, you know? Sure, yeah. Change. Oh, look, look, there's some references at the bottom that reference TikTok.
That's fair enough.
And there's something by Elon Musk there as well. So.
We like him. Prophet.
Yeah, the prophet has come.
Yeah.
We are very sorry for have doubted you, Doc. You may proceed.
Yeah, can you screenshot that and send it to me?
And can I have another pill?
Yeah, why not? One for you, one for me. And I've just got this hose of slippery dibbery that I... Right, brace yourself, lad! I'm an expert, but this is going to sting a little.
I'm ready, Doctor.
Splurge!
Splurge. It's not the first time he's done that today.
I must be so tired.
Is that scene?
Yeah, why not?
Fabulous.
I fixed his back.
Two scenes left in this wonderful, wonderful TV show.
Elliot. This is not an ongoing plot line because the TikTok family are going to go through medical school and become doctors later season.
Of course. Yeah, we like them. Yeah. The triplets.
The TikTokers.
Spin off.
Love it. On to our next scene, our penultimate scene, in fact.
I would like to meet my patient.
He would love to meet you.
I think up until this point, we've only exchanged Instagram DMs.
Sure.
Feels like how a famous Chris would approach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Famous doctor.
Yeah.
So this is the first in-person consult.
Where are we in this ruin of
Oh, yeah. The whole place is ruined, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess another tent.
or do you do private work on the side in a different...
Ooh, maybe it's just over the road and it's been untouched.
Very localised earthquake.
Yeah. It's directly over the road. It's been completely untouched.
That's the sort of writing we've come to expect on Heartbeat.
Absolutely. All of the sets look surprisingly similar to the ones when we're in the other hospital.
It's very, very shiny, sleek facility.
Lovely.
Designed for celebs. There's like a coffee bar in the... waiting room.
A coffee? Oh, cool. Wow.
Yeah, but like a really, really fancy one.
Proper baristas.
I'm comparing it to, like, the NHS. Yeah, what's the fanciest thing you can think of? A coffee bar.
Where people make you coffee and they're not just cups.
Yeah.
Let's see a card drawn then, please, Ellie.
Okay.
If it is red, then this scene will
What are you trying to get at? What's your aim?
I want you to sign on as my patient. Oh, that's not good news.
It's the Three of Spades.
Black
card.
That's the third three we've drawn.
Mm. Yeah. Come in. Oh, hello. You must be Chris Wandsworth.
I am. I'm glad you've heard of me. Have you seen my latest film? Jungle Cats.
Is that the prequel to Jungle Tigers?
Yes, and the sequel to Jungle Kittens.
I'm a big fan of the franchise.
It's quite wonderful watching them grow, isn't it?
And get younger, yes.
Yes, we thought if we did it in two different directions, it might generate a bigger audience.
Doctor Cutting, there are many, many dozens of people injured in the earthquake. Would you be able to come and help?
Piss off!
Oh my god! Oh my god, are you Chris Wandsworth?
Damn right, now get out of here! I hope this isn't something I can come to expect from my doctors, being concerned of... other people.
Absolutely not. We have armed guards at the door to try and stop riffraff like that from getting in. I'm so sorry you had to see that.
Well, that's comforting, I suppose. But what else do you offer celebrities?
Well, I am what's known as a holistic plastic surgeon.
And what does that mean?
Well, what it means is I operate with found objects.
And what does that mean?
That means... I don't use traditional medical instruments. Instead, I go with items found in nature that can... better help to make the whole process smooth and sort of, you know, more in harmony with the natural world, which I'm sure will appeal to you, having worked so much in the jungle.
Big delivery of big bag of pine cones for Dr. Cynthia.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, if you could just put them at the back, my assistant will deal with them.
And what about the other seven?
Just the same. Stop bothering me. Good Lord.
Do you want me to escort him out of here?
What were you saying about the guards? Oh, when are you one of the guards?
Yeah, I'm one of the guards.
Shoot him.
Okay.
Well, I do like a man who knows what he wants, Chris Wadsworth.
I do know what I want. What I want is to be known as the best of the Hollywood Chrises. That American and Australian one, they get all of the everything. What about this one? Mm. What about Mr. South London?
Absolutely. I will just clarify with you, before we move forward with any sort of, you know, next steps with design and preferences and so on, are you talking about all of the Chrises as an amalgam? Because I would suggest, personally, that we leave out Chris Pine.
But you've got all these pine cones. And we're doing all of them.
All of them?
We're doing all of them, amalgamation of all of them. Now, I've prepared things.
Mm.
This large crate here that I dragged in earlier.
Yes, have you got all the Chrises in it?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. So, I drugged them at the BAFTAs the other day.
Excellent.
And shut up, you lot! And what I thought we could do is just chop off a little bit of each of their faces and stick it on this one.
Gosh, well, that's not really exactly
I brought
how
my
I...
own knife.
Oh my.
And stab it into the thing.
I'm not Chris. It's a me. I'm a Mario.
No. I'm just going to. One moment. Boop. Hello. Yes. Yes. Yes, Susan. Could you please just let Barry know that it's late and I need my handbag. Yes, that's right. Okay, thank you.
So, anyway, I thought we could just start now. So I've already taken one of their hands.
What we'll have to do is...
I think it's Hemsworth. It looks muscly.
Yes, it's very muscly. Gosh, imagine all the things it's been gripping. Now, look, I'm going to have to find some of my found objects.
Of course, yes, of course.
And that takes a little while. That will be the next consultation. So what I suggest is we'll get someone in here to just take care of the Chrises. Maybe, we could freeze them or something to keep them safe. Ahead of our next consultation. How does that sound? And in the meantime, I will put together a clay head figure that will be the basis of our design. How does that sound?
I really think we should do it now.
Okay.
I'm here with your handbag, Doctor. Barry comes in with a gas grenade.
Cynthia hits the floor.
But my face!
Oh God, so many handsome Chrises locked in a box. I'll let you out, boys. Just let me get some tools.
Oh, Doctor, thank you. How can we ever repay your kindness for freeing us from this cage?
Well, I've got some ideas.
Crikey, that sounds like fun.
Fancy.
Okay, the final scene is on me. If I may, I'm going to ask the table, I'd like to do another scene with my mother. Mother has become trapped after a piece of ceiling like fell and trapped her. And we desperately need the entire staff of Heartbeats Hospital.
The entire staff?
All four members.
Cynthia is very busy right
Cynthia
now.
Is very, very busy to try and free her. And could I suggest, rather than resolving the card right now, that whenever it comes together, try and save her, we draw the card and see if we're successful.
Ooh, love it.
Yeah. Yep.
So, in amongst, back inside the main hospital, amidst the chaos, the smoke alarms going off, the fires, the people running, Dr. Artery Hartwell is desperately trying to find his mother.
Mother! Mother! Are you there? Where are you? Mother! What's happened? You've got part of the hospital ceiling on your legs.
Oh, just a little bit of it. It's very heavy.
Let me try and lift it off. No, I'm too weak and bumbling to pull it off you by myself. Oh,
don't
mother.
Worry. I'm here. I've been doing all the lifting all day. This is just another thing to lift.
My goodness, who are you?
I am Stethoscope, patient of Dr. Achilles Miles.
I can't even keep up with her when she's like this.
You must help. My mother is very, very sick. She's got an evil twin and two hearts and part of the hospital on her right now, so we need to help.
This sounds serious. There's a lot of pressure. Doc, are you sure we can't just...
No, Steph! Okay. Stay strong for me.
Wait. But before we do, just looking at her face, she's got some sort of rash that's appeared from all of the dust from the hospital. We need someone to help her out, to provide her with some pills.
You will not believe what my girlfriend is up to right now.
Doctor, thank goodness you're here. My mother, look, she's down here trapped underneath the hospital ceiling and shit that's fallen all over her. We want to pull her out, but she's too sweaty and slippery. The dust in the air has aggravated her skin. Can you help her?
She's one giant rash.
She is, and we can't pull her out, otherwise we might pull all the skin off her body.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's worked for me twice today, but we can try some more slippery dippery.
Okay, right. You do this, you slippery dippery all over my mother. You two try and lift her up, and I'll listen out for her heart or something to make sure she's okay.
I'm not a lifting guy, but what I can do is, it looks like there's some injuries to those legs under there. So what I'm going to do is, as soon as Steph lifts that section of ceiling off your mother, I'm going to fit her at top speed with an improvised prosthetic leg built from the hospital rubble.
You know, I saw a huge crate of pine cones just out there, Doc. I don't know if they're going to be helpful to you. You're improvising.
I'll use anything I can get.
Okay.
Ma'am, I only know how to make prosthetics for serious sports people. How do you feel about, once you get out of this, your life may be changed? How do you feel about going to the Olympics?
Oh, I've always wanted to try those hurdles.
Spider legs, got it.
Okay, everybody come together. But please, before we start, let me just have a quick moment with my mother. Mother.
Yes, dear?
I'm so sorry for being so bumbly and never getting that grant and for never getting any better in the hospital. And I'm so sorry that I forsook my northern accent when I went to medical school. You're right, northerners can be trusted, and they are good doctors.
Well, I'm glad you've taken that on board, dear. Your father, a medical doctor himself, would be... Well, actually, he'd be quite dispassionate about the whole thing, because he never really liked you, and we just had that one night thing together. But it would be nice if he felt proud.
Yes, I miss him every day. Okay, just hold on to my hand, and we'll get you out of there.
All right, love, let's give it a go.
Is everybody ready?
I'm running a bit low, but I'll do my best.
Standing by.
Tell me when, Doc.
3, 2, 1.
And we reveal.
Oi!
We reveal the King of Spades, a black card, which means it's a negative outcome. However, because it's a king, it also means there's a dramatic new development or sudden emergency. We wanted a cliffhanger.
Sinkhole, sinkhole.
Evil twin, come on.
I was going to say, evil twin.
Okay, yeah.
Mother, hold on tight.
Oh, both my hearts feel like they're jumping out of my chest.
I know there's not much time, but something seems wrong here.
3, 2, one.
Slippery dippery.
Oh, no, my body's going into crisis.
Dr. Hartwell. Dr. Hartwell, I've never seen a case like this. Both of your mother's legs are evil.
Evil legs, mother. You're not really mother, are you?
No, I haven't been mother for some time. I'm Cynthia.
No!
Enter theme tune.
Incredible.
And that was Heartbeats.
Yay! Back to season 47.
10 more years.
This has been a studio production from Merely Role Players, starring Natalie Winter, Josh Yard, Strat, Ellie Pitkin, and me, Matt Boothman. Strat planned this season, I edited and produced this episode, and our theme music is by Alexander Pankhurst, inspired by Horse Elevator. We were playing games by Keith Baker and Jen Ellis, Jen Martin, Alex Roberts, Shanna Germain, Joey Baranko, and Alex Flanagan, all published in The Ultimate Micro RPG Book, edited by James D'Amato and available from all good booksellers. Merely Roleplayers is a Foggy Outline production in association with Blackshaw Theatre Company. Until next time, if drama be the food of life, play on!
Sex with a one-handed Chris Hemsworth.
You would though, wouldn't you?
Of course, yeah. Oh.